The following podcast is brought to you exclusively by the Rad Rob Radio Network.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you the whole time.
Well, fuck you.
Well, what are you mad at me for? What did I do?
You're here.
I love your enthusiasm.
You bet.
I'm here. I don't want to be.
Nobody wants to be here.
Too old for this shit.
You're too old for a lot of things.
Yep. Well, it's a quickie. Story of my life.
Welcome to RTW Main Event, which used to be a hard-hitting, in-depth, cutting-edge look into the world of professional wrestling. And now we basically do whatever the hell we want. So without further ado, here's your host, Radicalized Rob, Rob Francois.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Rad Turtles Wrestling. What the fuck do we call this shit now? RTW Main Event, episode 184. I'm your host, Rad Rob, blah, 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 blah. Joined as always by me, Dr. Ocho.
Am I supposed to back up that enthusiasm also? I know you're not feeling too well and you're out in the freaking... You got some weird shit going on. Thank you for having me.
Really not feeling good. I'm still here in Maximal Island. Just like the U.S.
Not to drink the water, dude. Told you not to drink the water.
No, it's not the water. It's actually the pizza. Just like the U.S. and abroad. And probably broads, most of the broads don't want to work either. But CC's is shorthanded here in Maximal Island. So I had to stay here and put in some hours to help out. And I had a bad pizza today. It just run through me completely. I don't know. I might have to run back and forth to the bathroom. I don't know how long I'm going to last, but you can tell, like, my voice is already...
You sound like Uncle Tim is trying to, like, infiltrate. Like, so when you feel bad, you sound like Uncle Tim.
Yeah, you saw that one, eh?
Oh.
What are we doing? There's no top five this week. We couldn't come up with a challenger. Apparently, nobody outside the Marksman family wants to be on this show. El Barba Maximo is off the hook as far as top five, but he still is going to join us, for the rest of the show. Welcome to the show, El Barba Maximo, who still is our reigning, defending, undisputed RTW Top 5 Challenge champion for the third time.
Yes, you're welcome for me being here. It is, great, good times. Ready for the top five list? I did not get a subject, but it is okay. It is off the top of my head. I can do it.
Should you guys be further apart, given that Rob, even though he had a bad pizza, you don't know if that his funk can jump.
I mean, we're not in the bunker anymore. I'm staying at his pad. I mean, we still only have the one mic.
You're in a
so
separate room because it's still
still have to
like
sit
the same backdrop, dude. You're sending it back and forth. I can't. I'm the, you know, audio podcast.
We still have to sit next to each other. We don't have another mic, so it is what it is.
Right, well, shouldn't somebody be wearing a face shield so no spittle gets on the microphone? You know, if you which pizza was the bad one, Rob? Was it just too doughy? Was it too barbecuey? Was the chicken not cooked?
It was boar because we ran out of chicken. And we no longer have boar dash because the boars need
to be... It's easier to cook then.
It's easier.
That should have been better.
Yeah, but it's wild boar.
Parasites and whatnot.
Yeah,
I
so
gotcha.
Apparently
there's a big litter problem on Maximo Island, so the boars just, they clean it up and it's, you know...
Think of pigs, but like way dirtier.
Yeah, yeah, that's the... Yeah. Matter of fact, that's for hepatitis A, you know, the fecal oral boral root is what they call that.
Gotta go.
Nice. And away he goes. Well, Barba Maximo, you might have to take this over for right now. And how far away is the bathroom from your microphone?
It is about 6 to 8 meters.
Okay, so is there a full door, or is it just like a cloth thing that hangs down, or like those beads?
Yes, unfortunately, it is just a cloth. So there is much It is backlit as well, so the light is behind the toilet. This is not a very pretty sight.
Oh, Jesus. Again, for audio podcasting, it's going to be better for anybody who listens. It's just not good for us right now. Uncle Tim would have a field day with this one. He'd probably have so many movie ideas, we wouldn't even know.
There was a representative from the family installing cameras earlier, so they may be getting videos on the OnlyFans.
Oh boy, that's gonna be—it's gonna be called Only Feces, I think, instead of OnlyFans. I don't know.
Yes, everybody has their kink.
True. I don't judge. I definitely don't judge. I'll call it like I sees it, but I don't judge. Should we just end the show? I mean, he would never know, right? You could pretend you're still doing it. I'll put up a cardboard cutout of me, and then you know what I'll do? I'll take an old recording and just play it on a loop and just have me in the background.
Yes. Thank everyone for being here. Follow him at the DR Ocho. That is it till next week. This has been a shit show.
You sound, no pun intended, you sounded just like him too.
Yes, well, he's been rubbing off on El Barba for too long.
He's rubbing something.
Yes, well, unfortunately you see that through the curtain as well.
What are you guys talking about?
The fact that there's no door and it's just a freaking flappy curtain that blocks it doesn't block anything, actually. So he just had to watch you eliminate somewhat.
Yes, the silhouette was nightmare fuel.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it's not the Ritz, let me tell you. But
oh, it's the shits. It's
yeah. that's what I got right now. So, whew. All right, you want to do the... Good,
Ben. You couldn't just not eat the pizza, could you? You couldn't just behave yourself.
It was the pizza.
Yeah,
of the
let's
month.
Do something. Let's do something here.
All right.
What are we doing?
It's now time for the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Can I just play the top five song just to get a boner?
Is that going to mess you up worse?
Yeah, I don't know. I might. Ocho, who goes first?
Six. There is no going first. I mean, it's good, the bad, the ugly. It's usually just you and I. Six goes first.
Barbara, you're the champ. You go first. What's your good?
Yes. El Barba's good is that El Barba is championship. He's... Peace has been returning to Maximo Island. Thank you to Luigi Primo for the garlic knot grenades. They hit many temples and caused a bunch of concussions. So we win again.
He held up his end of the bargain, huh? He really did.
No, he did.
He fought the war. That's awesome.
He's a man of his word. Are any of those soldiers under concussion protocol from the concussions?
Yes, it was a 68-second checkup. They all passed with flying colors, and yes, all is well.
Do colors really fly, Ocho? I never understood that.
They absolutely do, especially when you're concussed.
That's fair. I wish the NFL had that concussion protocol because, you know, we get a lot more plays out of these guys.
I agree.
Do you want to break that down specifically, Ocho? I mean, you're a doctor-ish.
No. Break what down? Concussions?
Yeah, why not? What happens?
What happens? Your brain gets traumatized. Your brain gets bruised is what happens. Your brain gets hit so hard that the synapses delay. You know how your nerves are so, like when you blink, it's instant. When you go to pick your nose or go to scratch your bung because you have the runs, it's instant. You can instantly tell. When you get concussed, your brain stops short and then almost like, let's see, how can I describe this? I don't know. It's something that it's almost like turning a light on and it waiting 8 seconds before it comes on.
Oh, like one of those old fluorescent
electricity,
lights.
But the current goes right on the spot. It's alternating current or direct current even. Current is all or nothing. It's either on or off. So the brain is on or off. Well, it's never off really. It's just asleep sometimes when you're asleep, but it's always on. It's essentially off when you get hit that hard. So, and especially in that part of the brain, whatever, if it's, you know, if it's on the side of your head, you're instantly dizzy. If it's in the back of your head, you're dizzy and you can black out quickly. So there's a lot of factors here. Don't get hit in the head. How about that? Basically, sure. The nerves that fire, which is they're electrical. Boogie, woogie, woogie. They're electric. So when you stymie that current, your body doesn't respond. That's why when you ever see a guy get knocked out and all of a sudden he's not limp, but he's rigid, his arms go tight and everything, and he's stuck in this position, he's clawed. That's because he got hit so hard, those nerves got smacked and stayed contracted in that moment. And now it takes the 8 seconds for them to come to, and then they start to fall and relax and whatnot. Anyway, why do I have to do this? I'm specific tonight. I'm a specific doctor only tonight, so I can only talk about brains, I guess.
Yes, tonight's all about brains. So anything to add to that, Barbara?
I think the doctor has covered it very specifically.
Right on. Ocho, what do you got for your good?
I'm going first.
No, you're going second.
Who went first?
That would be Barbara.
Who did? Oh, yeah, flying colors. Yeah, right. The war's over. Garlic knots. I'm back at the quarantine lady's house.
Yeah, you are. I could see that. Congratulations.
Which means, should be good. We should do better shows.
There should be some fallout from it, yes. That's your good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back at the quarantine lady's house. Much better shows to come.
I didn't know that was your good. I thought you were just making a generalized statement. Well, you're not generalized, so never mind.
I'm specific tonight, goddammit.
No, you did make a specific statement. Okay. My good. Yeah, I got nothing.
Cool. All right, Barba, what's your bad?
I mean, there had to be something good to happen this weekend.
You got to eat all the pizza at CC's before you. I'm sure it was good before you got sick.
It was good. It was good. And then they said, hey, we have special of month today. Try this new pizza before it goes out.
Because it's been around for a month is what the problem was. They didn't tell you that.
Yes. It fell out of the refrigerator 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, the special of last month, I think that's how they do it because of the time zones.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost December, so it's, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you got September special, that's why. But, again, that'll run through quickly.
I just been hanging out with Barbara, you know, for a while now. And so, I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that. There's just not much to do here. Just play Super Mario Brothers and go to CC's.
Sounds good.
Yeah. I mean...
And there's no war. I mean, shit. So now you can go freely and not worry about...
The war is over, so I guess if I really had to make that a good, nah, it would be that. All right, Barbara, what's your bad?
Well, it is funny you are speaking of what you just said. My bad is that I am still stuck with you. It is a secret government belief that only Barbara knows, now is sharing with just you guys, that... you may have been a victim of a biological attack. So they have us quarantining together until everything is, solid.
It's not solid right now. It's very loose.
It's liquid and gas only at this point, if I'm not mistaken.
It's brutal, dude. It's brutal. It's not coming out of the mouth end. It's coming out of the other end. It's just...
It's taking the elevator down, but...
yeah.
Down in brown...
Yes, it is violent.
Down in brown in Liquid Town.
What's your bad, Ouch?
My bad. there's this team called the Steelers. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of them. They're actually the... they used to be the Cape Cobras.
Ah, they're gotcha.
They moved to Pittsburgh.
I gotcha.
They're now the Steelers. They are a rotten team, and they teased me last night by almost coming back. They did come back to take the lead late in the fourth quarter. They are 0-262-0 when down by 24 or more in the fourth quarter.
Oh, boy.
Well, they were down by 24, and they came back. So it's an audio podcast. The oh, boy means, much like in Family Guy, when Peter goes, uh-oh.
You were talking about the Cobras?
You're uh-oh.
No, that was good.
Oh, boy. Yes, the Cape Cobras. The Cape Cobras are 0-262-0 when trailing. Before last night, they were 0-262 when trailing by more than 24 in the fourth quarter. They are now 0-263 because they made a comeback, tied the game with 4 minutes left in the game, came back from a 24-point deficit, tied the game, then stopped the Chargers on fourth down at the Charger 35-yard line. The Steelers then, instead of running and killing the clock through three quick incompletions, taking off maybe 8 seconds off the clock, kicked a field goal to take the lead. 2 plays later, the Chargers had the lead and took the clock down and ran the ball and threw a touchdown. And the Steelers, Cape Cobras, were now behind and got sacked a bunch of times and the game was over. They're just awful people. They're awful teams. They had a bunch of injuries, and that's my bad.
So they lost.
And they're 0-263 after trailing by 24 in the fourth quarter now.
I thought they had won. I'm sorry to hear that, buddy. That's.
Are you?
No, not at all.
Well, the time zone, you probably didn't get the score update yet, so.
Probably not. I think it's still in the third quarter. My bad. It never gets old. So, that pizza that I ate.
Mm-hmm. That should be the ugly also.
What's
the
weird
ugly is what it turned into.
Well, yeah. What's weird is it didn't taste bad. Like, it had gone bad, but it didn't taste bad. So I don't know if, like, COVID messed up my taste buds or my smell buds or... Not sure. So I couldn't tell there was anything wrong. Like, usually, like, when you open up, like, your wife's like, hey, can you smell the milk for me? Or, you know, eat this bologna. It's only got a little green stuff on it.
Eat it. Right. Eat it and try it out and let me know how it is in a week.
Yeah.
That's smart. That's good.
But usually, you know, I'm good at doing stuff like that, but I ate the pizza. In fact, I ate several pizzas and just didn't even know that the boar meat was bad. So I don't know what I'm going to do. The doctors are very limited here on Maximal Island. Nobody really specializes in gastrointestinal disorders or anything like that. So I have to go to a pediatric doctor. And actually, he's a dentist. He's a pediatric dentist. To see if he can figure out what's wrong, you know, with my...
I want to try a pediatric vet dentist.
Funny that you mentioned that.
It might be your best bet.
El Barba's cousin, El Señor Maximo, is actually a pediatric vet. Maybe I'll have to look him up. That's my bad.
You have the internet, so I think.
It's spotty. It's just enough to do the show. I mean, there's no... Like, you know how in the U.S. there's Google? You can't just Google stuff here. Like, there's no Google. I think it's called Oogle. They just took the G off, so they wouldn't need copyright.
No, the G is silent in the first. It's called Ool.
Yeah.
The G's are silent.
Yeah. That's right. No, you're right. So there's that. What's your ugly, Barbara?
Well, El Barba's ugly is, it is a very ugly. Unfortunately, on Maximo Island, to prevent sexual deviancy and body shaming, there is a law called "You see mine, I see yours."
Hmm.
So, in light of what the DNA extraction, it is only fair that El Barba has to see what you are working with.
Hmm.
Like right now.
It is the law. It is a part of your release program as well.
You know, if they had that problem back in the States, I never would have got arrested. So there's that.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's an audio podcast, so you're safe from the listeners, but, like...
No, you have to see...
That what, means...
Yeah.
I mean, you can do it off camera. You're in the same room.
You want to do it in the bathroom, Barbara? Just take everything in there?
Unless Ocho wants to be witnessing.
I don't think he does.
I don't call that like I see. Is there a judge? Am I supposed to do that?
All right, let's...
No, I mean...
Hold on.
Is there a countdown? Is there like a drop them out kind of countdown or something like that? Like,
take the Rodecaster with me and get the mic.
The bathroom is very far away.
Yeah, he said 8 meters.
Almost
Almost could there. Just tweet it, but I think Twitter would get sore at you.
Almost there.
All right, Barbara. Where's the tech that's supposed to be doing the processing?
Oh, there is no processing. Barbara will be not doing any of the movements. You just need to.
It's just a quick. It's a drop them out, basically.
It is a drop them out and face ridicule.
Oh. So you have to get.
In other words, you don't have to do anything. You're choosing to watch.
Obama has to poke fun at and judge.
The internet sucks okay. In the bathroom.
I get it. He's got to basically make fun of it, is what he has to do.
It is like throwing tomatoes at the buffoon in the stockades.
What if it's a hog? What if like a legit like a you know a beast of a you know schmeck?
Well, then you good for you.
Oh, all right. You don't get made fun.
If there's something to make fun of, we call some like we see some.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Ocho, so you got some mood music or anything like that?
I don't.
Nothing.
I mean, I feel like, you know, remember the... I do.
Hang don't on. You have a song that's like specific? Well, not specific I'll for men, but, I'll get you know. I just need something to get me in the mood.
Winner no return.
All right, hang on. Let me pull my pants down. Fucking button flies. You know, I didn't bring... I only had like a change of clothes for a week. And the only thing they have here is Levi's from like 1987 with the fucking button flies. So I got like 6 to 8 buttons I got to fucking undo. Hang on. God damn it.
It increases the finger dexterity in the citizens of Maximo Island to work with all the buttons.
Mm-hmm. Also that's intrinsic muscles, they're called, too, the intrinsic muscles. It prevents Dupuytren's contracture.
Also makes me tired.
We try to fight the arthritis by always exercise.
Yep.
All right.
It's called down with rheumatoid.
I'm just going to just take this, you know, just whip it out.
Well,
you're asking me.
Where?
Oh, I heard it hit something.
Where? Hold on.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh, that was his belt buckle. Well, so.
Here it is.
There's that.
What do you think?
Oh man, that's to make fun. There's that.
So yeah. I don't need to like make a sample, do I? I mean, you're just gonna
No. That was okay. Plenty fine. Barbara's now scarred. It is not quite as devious, disgusting as El Cajones, but it is.
I mean, the bar was nothing... set way high for that. So
yes.
All right, let's go back in the living room.
Yes.
Take another hour here for this. I mean, that was ugly. I mean, we can all agree that was definitely that qualified under ugly.
All right. So, who turns it? No, that was Barbara, right? It's your turn, Oach.
Yeah. Okay, so ugly. The Steelers had the ball. The Cape Cobras had the ball with a chance to take the lead. They had a full minute and 50 seconds left in the game and a timeout, which they should have had 2 timeouts, but they called a timeout after coming back from a timeout, from a TV timeout. Poor coaching. The Cape Cobras coach is awful. So in this drive that, you know, you got your 2-minute offense, you're down by 4, you got plenty of time, you got a timeout, you're going to go right down the field. They lost 29 yards on 4 plays. They lost 29 yards on 4 plays. They went the wrong way. That was the ugly. The Cape Cobras are a horrible team.
What's their record now?
I don't know. 5-4-1.
Oh, yeah, they had that tie, didn't they? They couldn't beat the Lions. Or the Tigers or the Bears.
They couldn't beat the fornicate Dragmos.
They couldn't even beat COVID at this point. Everybody else is.
Christ.
My ugly.
What's your ugly, Rob?
Ugly. Yeah, no, my ugly. Thanks for the segue.
Thank you.
So what just happened in El Barba Maximo's bathroom was not the ugly. That was a beautiful experience. And I dare say it brought us a lot closer together. It was a nice bonding moment. So for all those people that think that there's anything wrong with that, there's nothing wrong with that. It's 2021.
There's a lot wrong with that.
Maybe in the States, but not
here. It wasn't consensual, that's why.
No, that was all legalities to get you out of Maximo Island.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a thumbprint, basically. Step forward. You know? Yeah, it's like a passport.
So I can go home now?
Once everything is solid.
Well, then you need to pick up my shifts at CC's if I'm leaving.
We're not solid yet, though. You're still liquid in gas.
No, I am.
I'm sure we can find another board on island to pick up your shits.
Welcome back to RTW Main Event.
Oh, God, shut the fuck up. Jesus. So many buttons. Yeah. Second segment. Well, third, first, fuck. Not having a top five really messed me up.
As opposed to all the nights you're really on fire with your, hosting duties.
Yeah. So I haven't received anything from the positive guy yet. We're up against the gun here, so let me call Eli and find out what's going on.
No.
Hopefully he's home. I'm not going to mute it because it never fucking works anyway.
Okay. Hey, Rob.
Eli, I'm here with El Barba Maximo. Say hi to Barba.
You still there?
Yeah, still here. Say hi to Barba.
Hi, Barba.
Yeah, Rob,
what's going on? Oh, that was Barba Maximo.
Yep, Barba Mexico.
You're really all there. Rob, I thought you got home the other day.
No, CC's was shorthanded, so I had to... Jedi! God damn it.
Are you doing that to make me upset, Rob?
No.
Calling Jim's name?
No. By the way, he's on the way back. It's a long fucking trip from where he was, so he will be here next week, I think. So you guys are going to have to sit down and have a little powwow.
Oh, Rob, don't do this to me. It's Thanksgiving coming up, Rob.
Yeah, but you don't celebrate Thanksgiving. You're Jewish.
We celebrate that, too. We take advantage of all the holidays.
Well, you do take advantage of a lot of things, so.
Of course.
So I have
put interest-free banking in on the holidays, and I get better rates, Rob.
No, that's true. No, you're absolutely right. No, you're right about that. By the way, thank you for the... Thank you. See, I said it once tonight. I knew it had to happen.
Thank you, Rob. Rob, what can I do for you? Did I screw up again? I'm really trying my hardest, Rob. It's a lot of stuff.
No, I'm not calling to commend you, but I will commend you for getting all those new designs up that we're going to have here in ProWrestlingTees.com/RadTurtlesWrestling for the Black Friday sale. 20% off, no code.
Did you like that, Rob? I know you like to sell your T-shirts on the Black Friday sale.
Yes, my favorite is Monday Night Rob. That's a fucking great shirt.
Yeah, I thought you'd get a kick out of that one, Rob.
Yeah.
I'm kind of poking fun at myself a little bit. I'm not sure if you noticed, but I thought it was funny too.
It was very subtle, but I picked up on I picked up what you were putting down. So that was very, very good. The RTFNW, like the ECW style, that was fantastic. That was very, very creative.
Yeah, I stole that from someone. Don't tell anybody.
There was the RTW, like the old NWO black and white deal, so that should sell really well, too.
Yeah, I stole that one, too, Rob.
Yeah.
It's okay, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time, like 25 years, whatever. I'm sure it's good.
And nobody would know.
But my all-time favorite is the one that Barbara's wearing right now. It's the El Barba Maximo in the style of the PBR, which is one of its favorites.
Yeah, I know he likes the adult beverages because it's tough living there and they don't have clean water, so they got to drink beer instead.
That's exactly right. So the reason I'm calling you is we have kind of another kerfuffle. It's like it's a small kerfuffle. It's not like not like the usual kerfuffles.
It seems like you're using everything as a kerfuffle lately, Rob.
I mean, it's a very diverse word, to be quite honest. But also, I had some bad pizza today, and I've been going to the bathroom like 6 to 8 times.
You don't sound good, Rob.
I don't feel good, man. But, you know, anyway, what am I doing?
You said you had a kerfuffle.
Yes, kerfuffle. Thank you. See, you're always there to kickstart the hamster when he stops running. He gets fucking tired, and he just wants to take a break, and you just jumpstart it, and he starts running on the wheel again. So the kerfuffle is, I haven't received anything from the positive guy yet. Did you get any emails or texts or beeps or faxes or carrier pigeon smoke signal?
I've been scraping my mother's corn for the last 2 hours, so I haven't even checked, but I can check real quick, Rob.
I thought she couldn't eat corn.
Rob, corn's on the toes, on the feet.
Oh, that's disgusting. That's disgusting.
Yeah, it's my mother. I have to help her out, Rob.
Fair.
She's not going to let me live here forever if I don't do this stuff for her.
Did you ever get that worked out with Grandma from last week? She accuses you of stealing her money.
She's fine. We put her back in the home. She was clearly not feeling well. She was on the wrong medicine. She really upset me, Rob. It wasn't nice of her to do. That was wrong of her, for real.
Yeah, she's
not. I only hit her the one time, and she took it well.
Well, that's good. No, I'm glad she took it like a champ. She's kind of an asshole.
I have no emails, Rob. No pages, no beeps, no nothing, Rob.
Son of a bitch. I don't know how we're going to kill time because I'm fresh out of ideas.
If you're not feeling good, just end the show.
I mean, I could. I mean, I have to fill at least 45 minutes.
It's your show, Rob. So.
It is my show. Why do I always forget that? Ocho tells me that all the time, but I don't listen to him. Okay,
good. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yeah, good talk. Good talk, buddy. Apparently it's not going to happen tonight. All right, man, get back to doing whatever you're doing, and I'll talk to you next time.
Yeah, well, you have a blessed holiday, Rob, and El Barba, I miss you, and I love you.
Oh, well, yes, the feelings are mutual. El Barba thanks you for loving him in the sorts of ways that you do. And it is all appreciated to everything you are.
Oh, thank you, good man. I hope everything's okay out there on the island, and I hope everybody gets home safe to where they're supposed to be. I got to go finish on my mother's corn here, so I'll see you guys.
All right, Eli. Take care, buddy. We'll talk to you later.
Bye, Rob.
See you, buddy. All right, so you guys obviously heard that. No positive guy.
Was on the call.
Yes, you were there. Thank you for participating. What do we do now? We don't have a positive guy. We got to do something to kill, 6 to 8 minutes.
Well, he just said you could end the show. I mean, why don't you do something positive, like that the show positively sucks, or we positively don't have the positive guy tonight. I mean, shit happens, man.
Shit's happening a lot today.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Yes, yes. El Barba is also watching the Nats game. There's a lot of shit happening there.
We got to get better internet on Maximal Island. It's really spotty. Much like my bowel movements right now.
Thank you for listening to this edition of RTW Main Event. You can follow the show on Twitter at RTW Brand. Follow Red Rob at Red Rob Gaming. And follow the Ocho
at the Dr. Ocho. We
appreciate all of your support. You've been listening to RTW Main Event right here on the Red Rob Radio Network.